Chapter 3. The diner had gotten busier since they returned, the chatter around them growing louder by the minute, an indication that the lunch rush had just started. Adam still held his hand out for her to take, but Charlie ignored it, going back to being much more interested in her food, leaving him hanging. Frowning, he withdrew it and sighed, his own food no longer appetizing to him, and he pushed it to the side. This was the second time she had refused to shake his hand. What was up with that? Well, fuck you too, gloomy emo bitch.
Surprised to hear such an ordinary name for such an awesome guy?
Inwardly, he was kind of surprised by his disappointment in her non-reaction. He could have given her any other name, and she would have reacted the same way. Probably. Actually, why did he give her his real name? Not like it really mattered in the end anyway. What name other than his own would do him justice? All he knew who to be was just Adam. No point in trying to be someone he was not. Licking his teeth, he stirred the straw in his cup, swirling the contents around while contemplating the ceiling. With more humans coming in the diner, he had started feeling a bit uncomfortable. While he was always one for crowds, usually relishing in them, the fact that he had just spent energy yesterday to clean up Charlie's mess had left him feeling a bit more motivated than ever before. So right now, he was all too aware of the auras the people around him were giving off. One in particular was clawing at him, and he could feel his body trembling, urging him to find where it was coming from. His hand was already reflexively reaching for the guitar case he had brought with them when they had left his place. Gritting his teeth, Adam swallowed the drink he had been toying with, unable to remember what it actually was. Something tangy? Definitely some type of juice. Charlie had remained silent, now picking at her nails, her other finger idly twirling strands of blonde hair around them, until she noticed him watching her and cocked an eyebrow. Right. His question. He had yet to ask her about where she came from. He had an inkling, but he couldn't be sure. For all he knew, it could be Sarah testing him. Wouldn't be the first time. She so did love to meddle in his punishment, appearing as some kind mother, but the reality is that she didn't care how he felt, so long as he kept undesirables from ever stepping foot at their front gates. He never did understand what qualified someone to enter heaven, but he did know that there had been some cases where someone Sarah and the elders considered unworthy had crossed the threshold and plunged heaven into chaos. So that's why it had been decided him and his selected descendants, his exorcists, would come to Earth and take care of problems before they got out of hand. Like those two from yesterday. Like every other tainted soul he'd already dispatched to hell before them. Sighing, Adam finally decided to break the silence between them.
So, we're done here, right? Want to go back and continue our conversation, or are you good to...
He paused and made a gesture with his hand at the door.
Whatever it is that you were here for in the first place.
He was itching to leave this place already. Throughout their entire conversation, the phone in Charlie's pocket had been vibrating with texts that she wasn't reading. She knew who it was, and it was best that she ignored it for now, instead turning her attention to the people around her. It made for a much better distraction than reading through walls of worried text from her father, and watching others also benefited her to keep from paying attention to Adam. Now that she had his name, it felt a little... anticlimactic? Was that the right word? She fiddled with her hair, contemplating the black strands contrasting against blonde, thinking about what to do next. Earth was not her home, and though Adam had offered her a place to stay, wasn't it just for last night? She had no desire to go back home yet, not when this place had changed so much and when she wanted to see more of it. If she went back now, who knew when her dad would allow her to leave his citadel again? In 10 years? 20? It really was unfair how, despite having been of age for nearly 2 millennia, Lucifer still treated her like a child. Yes, she was his only one, and she kinda gets it. Really, what father wouldn't want to protect his little princess? Inwardly, she cringed, waving away thoughts from her time in Hell School, where despite being royalty, some of the other Hellborn still dared to tease her of being a daddy's girl. After yesterday's events, and Adam just now revealing his vocation as a hunter, maybe she should be more wary of him. Though she was confident in her own strength, without knowing what he could really do, was it safe to remain so close to him? Would he be okay with her staying a little longer? Oh, he was asking her about what she wanted to do. Charlie turned her gaze back to him, studying his face. Her eyes lingered on the piercings on his eyebrows and ears, and touched her own unpierced ears.
I am not sure. It's been so long since I've been out,
she frowned.
Was that your question? Kind of stupid to waste it on that, don't you think?
Adam shrugged and sat back, crossing his arms. He grit his teeth and furrowed his brows as if he had just heard something unpleasant.
Of course not. I'm not that stupid. But it is a general question about what you want to do next. And...
he huffed, a bead of sweat rolling down his cheek, and he rested his forehead on the table's surface.
Fuck.
Charlie raised her eyebrow and stood up, moving to his side of the table to get a better look at him. Her knee rested on the booth's seat as she leaned in close, wondering why he looked like he was going through some sort of fit.
Hey! You okay? Hey!
His hand had grabbed her wrist before she could touch him. Golden eyes narrowed at her. His lips curled up in a snarl as he pushed her away from him and stood up, slamming bills on the table.
Don't touch me right now, cunt! There's...
He winced, rubbing a hand down his face. Something was definitely bothering him.
Never mind that. Need to get out of here.
Adam shoved past her, causing Charlie to stumble and barely catch herself from falling by grabbing hold of the table as he stormed out the side door. She stood there for a good 10 seconds, bewildered by his behavior, and noticed he had left behind his guitar case. Picking it up, she made eye contact with the waitress who had been attending them and smiled, apologetically, handing her the bills he had left.
Sorry about my...
What was he to her anyway? Clearing her throat, she tried again.
Sorry about him. Can I get one of those apple pie things to go?
The waitress nodded, smiling wide as she rifled through the bills and put them in her apron pocket.
Coming right up, hun. Just make sure you keep a better leash on your bad boy.
She winked and walked back behind the counter, taking a hairpin out from her hair and jabbing it at something. Whatever it was made her giggle in a way that gave even Charlie the creeps. She came back shortly, small baggie in hand, and handed it over.
Take care, missy.
Waving awkwardly while taking the confections, the demoness slung the guitar case on her shoulders, surprised how light it was despite its appearance, and went after Adam, barely sidestepping a new patron, knocking shoulders with them. She rushed an apology and was out the door before they could say anything. The newcomer paused for a second, watching Charlie's retreating back before tilting their head to the side.
Damn it! Lost track already!
Adam cursed and crouched on the ground, both hands rubbing at the side of his nose in irritation. He had even left his partner back at the diner. Oh, shit, fucking fantastic even. His body still tingled, but it had lessened to something more of an inconvenience. Straightening up, he dug his fingers into his palms and took a deep breath.
We'll never hear the end of this if they find out.
Bringing his right hand to his mouth, he bit into a knuckle, ignoring the small trickle of blood that had begun to flow. There weren't many people around this area, so where the fuck did his target go? Focus. Focus. And... nothing. All that for nothing. The crunch of someone stepping on a twig came from behind him, and Adam stiffened for a second until he realized he knew who it was. Right. He had left her behind, and seeing that she had nowhere to go, of course she would follow him. Easy, easy. He drew another breath in, then pivoted on his heel, coming face to face with Charlie. She was carrying his case, looking none too happy that he had ditched her. Raising his hands in a placating manner, Adam offered a small smirk.
Sorry about that. Something came up.
The girl only shrugged one shoulder and held his case out for him to take, which he did, gratefully.
Not even a warning? You're an asshole.
He paid her no mind while he inspected the case, and, seemingly satisfied, he slung it over his shoulder. Moving closer to her, Adam jabbed a finger at one of her little red dots that adorned her cheeks.
What? Do I need to ask for your permission to get fresh air? To go to the bathroom, too? Listen, bitch, I never had to tell anyone what I'm gonna do, ever, and I'm sure as shit not gonna start now.
The last part was said with a little more aggression than there needed to be, but who the fuck cared? Certainly not him.
Right, so we're here now. My general question still stands. Not the question, I'm saving that shit for later, got it? Do you have plans, or what? 'Cause if you don't, there's still a mess in my kitchen that you should probably clean.
She finally jerked away from him, scowling.
Oh no, you didn't think you would just set fire to it and just walk away, right?
Not entirely misplaced frustration. He really didn't want to clean that shit up himself, especially when it wasn't even his damn fault. And divine creation be damned if Vaggy ever found out, he'd never hear the end of it. Leave one drink unattended once, only to accidentally knock it over later, and then you get lectured for a stupid little spill. He didn't even want to think about what Vaggy would do if she found out that the kitchen had almost gone up in flames. Charlie mumbled something, not looking at him. It irked him. So Adam placed a hand under her chin and angled her face back at him, and he bared his teeth at her.
What was that, sweetie? Care to run that by me again?
Feeling her get ready to pull away again, he tightened his grip slightly as a warning. She snarled, her braces glinting in the sunlight, and wrapped her hand around his wrist. Her grip was surprisingly strong for such a small little hand.
I said, fine. Not like I have anywhere else to go at the moment anyway. Stop touching me, fuckhead!
Then she pushed him away, catching him off guard that he actually stumbled a few inches back. He caught himself and regained his balance, gold eyes wide. Whoa, what was that? This girl, did she just... All he could do was laugh, boisterous and loud, hands clutching at his sides and tears stinging at the corners of his eyes. Well, shit, aren't things really getting interesting now? He'd seen what she could do, or at least the aftermath, but even his weakest girl could have done the same. However, not many had ever been able to actually push him like this before. Maybe loot, but hey, there was a reason he kept her around. That was unless Charlie got lucky. It made him want to tease her a little more, but Adam thought better of it. Lucky shot or not, that she'd been able to make him step back was still something worth considering. Charlie watched the man fall back and angrily rubbed at her jaw where he had touched her. Fucking gross. Even when she had been dating Saviathan, as dumb as that boy had been, he had never dared to touch her so casually. This wasn't him, though. Just an annoying guy who seemed to think he could do as he pleased. She watched him out of the corner of her eyes as he went through what looked like the 5 stages of grief before laughing like a maniac, startling her. What the fuck was wrong with him? She watched him as he cackled for a few moments, wondering if she should say something, but kept her mouth shut. Whatever he had going through his head wasn't really her problem.
Oh, man, you're a right riot, you know that, girlie?
Suddenly, Charlie felt herself being pulled towards Adam again, stopping just short of colliding with his chest. He let her go before she could do anything, only waving a finger at her and shaking his head.
Lucky for you, we still have a little time before those two come back. So here's the deal. We go back to my place, clean a little, and I'll let you stay for... Well, don't look like you got any cash on you, so how about you help me a bit with my job?
She raised an eyebrow at him. Was he really asking her to send people to her homeland? Demon hunters sure were strange. Even if he didn't send them to hell, they would have ended up there anyway when they eventually died, right? Sinners, her father had called them. They weren't true demons like she and the other Hellborn were. Humans cast down into the pit he had created with her mother for wanting to bestow to humanity the gift of free will. She'd always loved reading their story when she was younger, even keeping the storybook at her bedside. Too bad she hadn't brought it with her. Oh well. Still, to condemn humans who have not lived their life to the fullest? An early grave, even? Is that why it seemed like most of the sinners she ever watched from afar always seemed to be around the same age? All because of the likes of these demon hunters like Adam? Rubbing her arm, Charlie shuffled her feet.
How do you do it? Like yesterday, you just...
She made a gesture like a gun and pointed it at him, pretending to fire.
Pachoo!
The moment seemed to stretch forever, the hum of traffic passing by growing louder, and somewhere in the distance, a crow cawed. Charlie felt her face grow hot, and she lowered her head, desperately combing through her hair as if it could physically shield her from her own embarrassment. She could feel Adam's eyes on her, judging, and then he cleared his throat. Daring to peek through, he just offered her a one-armed shrug, his thumb grazing his cheek.
Pachoo, huh? Never really thought of it that way. No, that seems to be more your style. That was just a clean-up.
Snapping his fingers, his smile widened.
Just like that.
Striding past her, Adam tugged at her elbow, causing her to fall into step with him as they walked past the diner towards the main road. A day later. Breathing was painful, legs too sore to keep up their pace. It doesn't take long before they give out, and they are sent sprawling to the ground, bits of gravel and rocks cut into their flesh, rivulets of blood snaking their way down to their ankles. Tears run down their faces as they try to crawl into some underbrush, hoping against hope that it would be enough to escape the nightmare they were in. If they could crawl out of here, if they could make it home safely to see another sunrise, they promised to themselves that things would change. Yeah, that's all they had to do, right? It was so simple, so stupidly simple, and yet...
The hell you're getting away from me, fuckface!
Something whizzed past their head and landed directly in front of them with a heavy thud. An axe? It had them scrambling to face their attacker, pain shooting up their palms from where a particularly sharp rock cut into one of them. Hissing in pain, they cradled their hand against their chest, eyes wide as they took in the sight of the thing that was walking towards them casually, hands in his pockets, his eyes alight in a very eerie golden glow. The guy stopped to look down at them with such contempt that they felt themselves wanting to cry, to beg for forgiveness. Please, 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 please stop. There was no pity in those eyes. Just a hollow emptiness? Apathy? They laughed softly, bloody hands going to their hair to smooth it into place.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, now that is a good question. Why? Let's see.
Taking a phone from his jacket, the regressor snapped away at it, tongue held between his lips until he found what he was looking for. Shaking the phone in their directions, the guy spoke again.
Says here that you killed your lovely partner not too far from here about 6 weeks ago. Whatever, details, schmetails, I don't give a fuck. A little murder might be overlooked once in a while, I guess, but no, you have been a fucked up piece of shit long before that, haven't you? Balls deep in debt because of your avarice, all your lies, your cheating and schemes. Wow, I don't even want to read this anymore, you're just that disgusting.
A breath, and then before they could blink, he was in front of them, pulling at their hair. Even though they cried out in pain, their hands weakly trying to grasp at him, he didn't let up his hold.
Don't think you've noticed just yet, but it is too late for you. You've already started to show your true nature.
he let them go, and they landed hard on their ass.
What are you talking about, freak? Let me go home, please. I'll do anything. You want money? I can... Ah!
A boot was planted on their chest, and he was leaning down, resting a hand on his knee.
Fuck! What do you want?
A slow blink, and a pensive hum.
You still haven't figured it out, I see. Funny, I thought I made my intentions clear of what I want, but you know what? I'm feeling just a little generous tonight.
He removed his boot and walked to where the axe was still buried in the ground. Grabbing it, he hefted it over his shoulder and pointed it northeast where just beyond a hill the town lay.
Make it back to town, and I'll let you go. I won't even tell anyone. How's that sound?
They narrowed their eyes, turning their head this way and that, searching to see if this was a trap. The guy just smiled at him, and it wasn't until now that they noticed his teeth were so very sharp. They struggled to get to their feet, heart beating wildly in their chest. Was escape actually possible? That person was now examining his nails, but still grinning in their direction. There was no way they could trust him, but... But this could be their only chance. They'd be a fool not to take it. They were shaking, eyes flitting to and fro, a bubble of manic laughter on their lips. It was so hilarious. Before this night, they had never believed in monsters, and yet, had one not just chased them down? Is one not now toying with them? Fuck it, if this was their only chance they had, then by all means. Their legs shook from exertion as they took one step towards the town. The golden eyes narrowed, but, true to his word, he didn't move towards them. Only stuck a pinky into his ear and twisted a bit, flicking away whatever gunk he had dug out, his other hand drumming along the axe's handle. He noticed them looking his way, and he gave a little wave before slapping his face as if he remembered something. He called out to them.
Right, I forgot. I'll give you 2 minutes to make it.
They froze, sweat dripping down their neck and onto their back. Of course there was a catch. They slammed a fist against a thigh, bidding it to move, and move they finally could. Their heart hammered a sonorous beat as they ran through elephant paths the townsfolk always took when they decided to venture into these woods, a stitch forming on their side from overexerting themselves. Just a little more. They still had time, right? Right. It was there, the edge of the wood, when, from behind a tree, out stepped a young girl. She was pale with long, blonde hair spilling down her back. If they weren't running for their lives, they might have thought they'd have seen an angel.
Ah, miss, please, you have to leave. There's a madman chasing me. Please, help me!
They ran towards her, arms outstretched as if seeking a lifeline. Just an arm's reach away now, and then they finally took notice of her unnatural red eyes, and the way she was barely reacting to their pleas for help. Their footsteps slowed until they stopped just a few inches from supposed safety. They dared not look back, knowing that he was probably still watching, somehow, despite the distance.
Hello?
She fully turned to face them, tilting her head curiously, the black streak of bangs covering her left eye. A sigh escaped her lips, and she lifted her right arm.
Time's up.